Human flight to Mars, I think there are a couple of things which need to happen first. First of all, we have to finish the International Space Station. And until that's done, there is not going to be any serious consideration of any other large undertaking, because that's already pretty big. And that's probably 4 or 5 years before it's done. So there can't even be any real discussion about a human spaceflight program. On the other hand, we can start doing some things. For instance, in the O-1 mission, the lander, which is going to carry the rover, will have on it three instruments which are designed to assess the, two designed to assess the environment on Mars. One to assess the radiation bathing the surface, because we want to know what that is for the astronauts, and another looking at this soil to see how toxic it is, or whether it's chemically what it is. Because if you're going to land humans, you want to make sure that you understand what they're getting into. The third thing we're carrying is a small system which will generate a drop of propellant out of the atmosphere. If you want to have humans go to Mars, if you land, you have to carry your rocket system to get back here. But if you could just carry the empty tanks and have the fuel made in the atmosphere, you can see how much money you would save. The challenge will be making the propellant. And so we are planning, as part of the robotics program, to learn how to make propellant out of the atmosphere. So we can do some of those things, but there will be no real plan, I think, for human exploration, and probably for 5 or 6 or 7 years, and then it will be another 10 years before it happens. You'll see it. I hope I see it.